Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 130 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Well, what is going on? I know that you were here with me the last 2 weeks, even though I wasn't actually here. I was in Costa Rica, but this week I am actually here. So I am back. I am live from my little podcast studio that I've set up, and this is Monday evening. So this will come out this Thursday, and I am speaking to you live this week. So thanks to everyone who listened the last couple weeks while I was on the road. The numbers continue to go up. Each month we keep breaking records. So thank you again for listening, for sharing, for literally all that you do to continue to help make this podcast possible. And those of you who continue to reach out, and those of you who I've gotten to coach and gotten to meet, it's been a really cool journey. So this week, life lessons from Costa Rica. I mean, that's a pretty cool title, if nothing else, right? Life lessons from Costa Rica. I've never been able to say that before because I hadn't been to Costa Rica. But I'll just share a little bit about our trip. First of all, it was phenomenal. We made the decision earlier in the year to go for 10 days. We went for my birthday, but also to kind of celebrate Natalie in the year. But the real reason was to go for my birthday, and wanted to go to a place we hadn't been. And I just kind of said, you know, it was a long year last year with everything that we had been through, and we're going to go and spend 10 days and do it. And we did. And I will say that Natalie was a little apprehensive about that much time being gone. And by day six or seven, she had settled in quite well and was really loving all aspects of Costa Rica, and I think could have actually stayed a little longer. So the trip was phenomenal. We started the first 5 days, we started around the Arenal volcano. So we were in the rainforest, kind of a jungle, if you will. Saw all kinds of cool animals, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful landscape. We stayed at an awesome resort. But it was really, really, really just peaceful, relaxing. There were hot springs everywhere, which I didn't realize before we went, but all around that area, there are natural hot springs from the volcano, and that volcano is still active. When the clouds have lifted, you can still see a little bit of smoke at the top. Just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful part of the world. There's a little town close to that area called La Fortuna. So if you look it up on a map, you can see exactly where we were. And we went into that little town and explored one night, and had one of the best crepes that we've ever had in our lives. It was at a local coffee / chocolate shop. So you can imagine what that was like. And it was wonderful, and just a really neat little town. And then, so we spent the 5 days there, and then we traveled about 3 hours, stopped at this awesome local restaurant, had some really good food, and then went on in to the beach town that we stayed in for the next 5 days, Tamarindo. And Tamarindo, just right on the, we were on the Pacific side, so looking out over the Pacific Ocean, and complete different experience. Tamarindo is known as one of the top three surfing destinations in the world. I did not surf, but it is known for that. And we saw a lot of people surfing. So that was very cool. They had surf shop after surf shop and lessons, and you could see beginners, you know, that had never surfed before all the way up to what looked like pros. So just a really cool experience. Got to go and explore a lot of local shops, met a lot of people. There are a lot of Americans in Costa Rica. You know, the native language is Spanish, but a lot of people speak English, and extremely safe country to get around in. Never felt in danger, I mean, even once. And just great people and a great experience. So it brought me to thinking about some life lessons that I just kind of learned on the trip. And I'm not going to give you a whole lot of what I would say lessons, but what I am going to do is kind of give you the spirit of what makes Costa Rica so neat. They disbanded their army back in like 1954. And just in full disclosure, I've not done a lot of reading, but obviously they've got some serious allies in the world because of where they're located. But what they decided to do was take that money from the infrastructure of the army, and they put it into their natural resources. And so they claim that they're 98% self-sustaining. So, you know, they've got clean drinking water all throughout the country. They have wind turbines that pump water, that make electricity. They've got this huge man-made lake that was around the volcano that we were close to that helps provide energy to the entire country. And the country, from what we were told while we were over there, is about the size of West Virginia. So it gives you, that gives you just a little bit of a, you know, an idea of square footage wise, what the country's like. And just pretty phenomenal as far as that goes. So everywhere we went, you know, you could drink the tap water, no issues. You know, the roads were all pretty good. There were some roads, particularly around Tamarindo, that were dirt roads. But all in all, the roads were good. And again, very, very, very safe. So here's the thing I didn't really know, or at least one of them. You know, and for those of you who have been to Costa Rica, you're going to go, well, yeah, of course, that's what they do. Well, when you hadn't been to Costa Rica and you've done, quite frankly, a little bit of research, we didn't do a whole lot of research before we went, we just didn't know. And that is that everywhere you go in that country, they say the words Pura Vida, Pura Vida, P-U-R-A-V-I-D-A, Pura Vida. And it's been part of their vocabulary for more than 50 years. And its English translation means pure life. It means pure life, but really, or simple life even. But really for them, it's more than a phrase. And I'm telling you, they say it all the time, morning, noon, night, when they give you something, when you give them something, when, I mean, that's what they say. They say Pura Vida. But for them, it's really, it's a way of life. And the people there are so friendly. So friendly to outsiders. They were friendly to themselves. I mean, you can just kind of watch and see the banter back and forth. It was so refreshing to see that amongst, as you know, I like to say, amongst the humans. And to see the way they interacted with each other and to see the way they interacted with us. People think that, you know, the term Pura Vida came around the 1950s after a Mexican movie that was entitled Pura Vida. It was released. And in the movie, the main character uses the phrase throughout the movie to stay optimistic, happy, and full of life, despite all of the negative circumstances that were around him. And it really has become the unofficial motto of one of the happiest countries in the world. So for them, as I mentioned earlier, Pura Vida is much more than just a phrase. It's their cultural way of life. They use the term to say hello, goodbye, to let people know that everything's good. They don't just, you know, let the term bring them a good life. It's the way they use it every day and the way their attitude is that helps make them happy. So think about all of the things that I talk about on this podcast about your thought life, right? They are intentionally saying the phrase to put themselves in a state of happiness as much as they possibly can be. Now, do they get sad? Of course they do. Do they have issues? Of course they do. But they are being intentional about their daily lives. Pura Vida for them means that people can be grateful for the things they do have in life instead of dwelling on the negative things that they don't. The phrase shows that no matter how bad you may think you have it, life for someone else can be far less fortunate than your own. Life is too short to be worried, upset, and everyone needed to make the most of their lives. Right? All in all, locals strive to live a stress-free, laid-back life, and they believe that their motto, Pura Vida, perfectly exemplifies how the locals live. Costa Ricans feel that if more foreigners, right, grasp this concept, the world would be a lot happier. And I've got to say, I agree. The world would be a lot happier. They are some of the most happy and happiest people that I've ever been around. And so one of the lessons that I wanted to bring back, and probably the biggest lesson, the biggest overarching lesson for me and for you, for all of you out there that listen, is to take that thought process of that Pura Vida, that free life, that free mind, that being thankful and grateful for all of the things that you do have, and begin to incorporate that in your daily life each and every day. One thing that they also do, they are laid back. They're not in a hurry. I did see people with cell phones for sure, but I did not see a lot of the locals, especially, sitting around on their phones all day, right? They're moving around. They're doing their surfing. They're working in their shops. They're greeting people. They are very, very, very active. So I don't know if you know, and we were right on the edge, but in Costa Rica is one of the seven blue zones that are in the country or in the world. And part of the blue zones are where people live the longest lives. And there's different reasons for that, right? Less of the stress, the food that they eat, certainly the exercise, the type of air that they breathe, all of that stuff. And so they live longer lives there. And I really do believe their food is fresh. Their food is local. We could get fresh fruit smoothies everywhere that we went. We could get local meat everywhere that we went. And again, their way of life just embodied a healthy, happy, and if you will, lighter spirit. I mean, you just felt like that the weight of the world was not on their shoulders. Even the people that worked and worked hard, and that's one of the things too that I wanted to share is I noticed that, and we got to talk to several of the workers at the different resorts we were at, the different shops that we went to. They work hard, and they don't mind working hard. Matter of fact, they were grateful for the jobs that they had. They were grateful for the hours that they could put in. They were grateful to get to communicate to the outside people that were coming in, as well as their coworkers. Pretty cool, right? We met this one girl who literally had up and moved from Canada a month ago with a suitcase and her dog. I kid you not, a suitcase and her dog. And she said, I didn't know anybody. I landed on a plane, didn't know a soul, and within 2 weeks, I had a job, I had a place to live, I had met a great group of friends. She goes, and I would never go back. Nothing against Canada, but she was living her dream. She was living out what she wanted to do for her, and she was just a ray of light and a ray of sunshine to everybody that came to her, and she was even encouraging us. She goes, do what you want to do. She goes, don't let anything hold you back. Sound familiar? Right? So I want you just to think this week about all the things that you've got going on in your life, all the stresses, all the things that tend to compile, tend to make you feel heavy, tend to make you feel like you're not good enough, tend to make you feel like you don't have enough. And I want you to think about living that Pura Vida life, that free life. And oh, by the way, their coffee, some of the best coffee I've ever tasted in my life. Natural, organic, you know, raised right there in the kind of the edge of the rainforest. Awesome coffee. Awesome people. A great time. I cannot stress enough how much we enjoyed and loved Costa Rica. So this week for you, right? Live that Pura Vida life. Notice all of those things that are bringing those stresses upon you. See what you can let go. You know, it's kind of one of those things where I say palms up. It's hard to get really mad and really angry and really frustrated with the world if you don't clench your fists, and you can start by clenching your fist and then let your fist go and just kind of have your palms up and palms open and say, you know what? I am here to live a free life. Whatever's going on in me, whatever's going on around me, this too shall pass. I will move through it on this life, because we're only here for a little while, folks. So you might as well make the best of it. You might as well enjoy it. You might as well live a free life. So Pura Vida, my friends. Reach out to me if I can help you this week. DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com. I can't wait to see you back here next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, DrDarrenWilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.